So, DJ King, I listened to the newest podcast, and I'm not in it for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
How could you just do that without me?
Well, here's the thing. You weren't in the studio. You were gone. And I just had to do it without you.
Well, you know, we're going to make it up by talking about so many things. Isn't that right, DJ King?
Yes. Black Friday.
You ruined it already. I'm out.
We're just going to lead it right into the intro.
What's up, Warriors?
I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of What's Up, Warriors.
Welcome to another episode of What's Up, Warriors. My name is DJ Mike in the studio. That's right, DJ King. I will be taking over since you want to do a podcast without me. So today we are going to be talking about a whole bunch of different things. Are you okay, DJ King? You kind of have like a weird smile on your face.
You said different things twice. Just say Black Friday.
We're going to be talking about stuff like Black Friday. And also, you wrote this down, so would you like to say it?
Lord. Okay, we're going to be talking about some of the trending toys, movies, games, books, and all of that good stuff for Christmas time. And we even have a special guest. Would you like to say hello?
Hey.
So this is DJ Z number two, or also known as DJ Floof.
Canceled.
Canceled.
No.
First off, what do you think of Christmas?
I think Christmas is just a time to celebrate with your family.
That's all you got. All right, so. And we almost lost our guest. I know it's not a visual representation, but you're going to kind of see in our audio logs a big, giant, like, big old explosion. She almost fell. It's great. We are so professional. All right, so let's talk about the Grinch. Dr. Seuss, the Grinch. It's great, you know?
Dr. Seuss, the Grinch. It's great, yeah. Amazing, I love it. Oh, what about the Grinch, though, DJ King?
It's created by Illumination.
That's not what I wanted to hear. What do you think about the Grinch?
First, he's green. Second.
Green, yes. What else?
Second.
Have you ever seen...
I haven't seen the new one.
Not the new one. But like,
that's what we're talking about. It's the new one.
I know, but like, have you seen the originals? Have you seen?
Yes, I have seen the originals.
You have.
Have you seen the originals?
Yes, I have.
You know, the thing about the Grinch is that it's not going to change. It might be set up a different way, but like, it's still the same story. It's a guy who hates Christmas, and then in the end, starts to love it because you can't diminish the what are the villagers called?
I don't know.
The Who's? I think they're called the Who's. But,
Horton is a Who.
No. It's called... So the town is called Whoville, and the townspeople are called the Who's. And so, basically, he starts to love Christmas because no matter what he tries, you can't diminish their spirit. Like, they still sang, and they were happy because it's all about spending time with your family. It's not so much about the decorations and just presents and all that. I said all that. That's cool. A cool guy. DJ King, what do you got on your phone there?
I loaded up a picture of Jim Carrey.
Why?
No.
We're talking about the Grinch, all right? We're not talking specifically about Jim Carrey, who did play the Grinch.
I mean, but you got to be honest, though. His representation of the Grinch was pretty amazing.
It was pretty much perfection, yeah.
I don't know. But that's our opinions. What do you think?
I mean, I laughed the whole time.
Did you really, though?
I really did.
That's understandable. Jim Carrey is a funny
guy. I feel like after what we've kind of experienced before the recording process, that she would make a perfect representation of the Grinch. I mean, after what we have heard within the first little bit, she is giving me a depressed look, and I'm probably going to get hit afterwards. All right, so...
So, also, what about the Grinch? Have you done research on the new Grinch movie?
All the new movie is just Despicable Me, but with a big, giant green guy.
The animation is Despicable Me, I mean, related, yeah.
But I swear to God, if there's a minion in that movie at all, I'm just going to run. Those little yellow things scare me. All right, so...
Anyway, but what's interesting is that they added a... What was that animal... I don't know. For some reason, I can't think of the animal.
There's a moose.
It's
a hoose.
It's a really fat moose. It's a really fat moose. They added a moose, which has never been in the other Grinch movies because he's only had his dog.
Hey, let me give you a little surprise. That big old thing's in the little book.
That big old thing's in the book?
Yes.
Well, when you don't read the book, you feel kind of stupid, don't you?
You didn't read the Grinch book?
No, I've seen the movies. I haven't Well, I never felt like I should read the book because I know how the story goes. I feel like it's, if you know
green
how the story...
Green eggs and ham.
If you know how the story goes...
Green eggs and ham.
Speaking of which, green eggs and ham. One time, my school served green eggs and ham. It was disgusting.
You have something to say over there? Our guest is... A lot of our guests have been very quiet. I don't understand that.
Well, what about the Grinch movie? Are you excited for the Grinch movie? Do you want to see it?
No, I don't want to see it.
You don't?
Because I feel like it is... Of course...
Do you just not like the childish feel you get from it?
No, I don't. You know, I don't really want to feel like I'm 5 years old.
So you don't like the childish feel?
No.
That's, yeah.
Man, that just took the fun out of this podcast.
I mean, well, it's understandable. Some people don't want to feel like, they won't be like, oh, I'm watching a kid's movie and I'm a grown adult, even though you're not a grown adult yet. But, some people just don't like having a childish feeling while they're watching something. They like to, you know, watch something like the Avengers, you know, the Avengers Infinity War, which is not childish. It's
Infinity War was the best movie. Spider-Man died. It was great.
I'm gonna stop you right there. So, you know, DJ King, you haven't spoken a lot about the Grinch.
We're gonna move on to Legos.
Well, even though we were talking about the Grinch. If you guys don't know, and I would be surprised because it's been like all over TV, The Grinch, it has been released, so you can go watch it in the movie theater. So if you want to see it, be sure to check it out. I myself am going to go see it as soon as I can because I want to know how they're going
to
do it.
It's great. You know, we're going to bring this off to a side storyline, actually. There was a point in time where DJ Mike and I, you know, we have our own life.
Surprisingly, we do. Yeah, we have our own life.
Yeah, it's great, you know. I can officially say that DJ Mike is no longer alone. We were planning a double date to go see the Grinch, and then next thing you know, a little sad someone, you know, didn't get to go see the movie. So, anyways, we're going to go on to Legos. Is that fine?
Are you okay? Do you want a hug?
No.
You don't?
No.
All right. Well, let's move on to Legos. DJ King, go ahead.
Of course, Legos. I don't know why we brought that in here. It is the worst pain of my life. Like, Legos. Have you ever stepped on a Lego?
I have.
It's painful.
I hate stepping on Legos.
Like, it's like taking a nail and turning it into a big old childish block and then stepping on it. It hurts.
Why are you speaking like this?
Because I'm Gru. All right.
You're Gru. Okay.
I don't know how his accent goes.
The thing about Legos, I don't know why everyone's like, oh, step on a Lego. Ow, that hurts. I've never had that experience. I've stepped on Lego. It never hurt. I've never had that experience. I mean, it could possibly be I have a high pain tolerance. I don't know.
Or you can just be a little bit, what's the word? Dust. All right.
Continue to talk, DJ King.
Of course, drum kits. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Drum kits.
We barely touched the subject of Legos.
Look, all we got to say about Legos is that they're painful to step on and kids really, really love them.
I know kids really love them. Adults love them, too, because they are fun to play with. Have you played with Star Wars Legos? I'm pretty sure that's what everyone buys, Star Wars Legos. It's because there's so many of them. You can build anything you imagine.
My grandfather collects a whole set and puts them up in his like little spare bedroom. It's great. I just want to knock one down on purpose just to watch him crumble.
Don't do that. Like, have you seen the Lego movie? Where the dad create? He was, like, so touchy and so, like, strict about his Legos, he wouldn't let his son go near him.
All right, because we're on a little time constraint, we're going to kind of move on to the next topic, which is drum kits. A lot of boys, and I mean boys. There's only
don't
one
do
boy
it.
In here, so.
Don't do it. All boys?
One boy.
This is 2018.
Okay,
boys
okay.
And girls can have drum kits too.
You are right. You are right.
2018.
This is 2018. Buddy. All children, either male or female or whatever you want to pronounce yourself, are they like drum kits.
I'm an attack helicopter.
they really love drum kits. I've noticed that because my brother has asked for like another drum kit, even though he has one. I'm like, dude, Jesus, why? On Jesus Day, you do not need a drum kit again. You already got one.
You see, the only
kind, sit down.
The only kind of drum kit I've ever played with was Guitar Hero, the little drum kit.
So you haven't played with a real drum kit?
No, I've not.
I take it you haven't either, Miss?
Oh, I have. My sister and I had matching drum kits when I was about 7, and I threw mine away instantly.
Oh, why?
Because I didn't want it.
But here's the thing.
But you could be, like, the best musician. You threw that pride away. Look what you did.
But here's the thing with drum kits. A lot of people think it's easy, but it's really not, is it?
Oh, it's ridiculously hard. Let's just be honest there.
Because you gotta keep a tempo. You gotta go.
But I'm a vocalist.
We apologize that you have to listen to DJ King's clapping. It was way.
Oh no! Okay, you make a better drum beat then.
Better, I can't.
You make a drum beat.
No thanks.
All right, man. You know, you make this less fun for me. Miss Not Talkative. That's her new DJ name is going to be Not Talkative.
But you know I don't talk much.
Yeah, she has a fair point there.
And our director says I'm negative.
She is pretty negative. I mean she does.
I'm
hit
talking
me.
About you, DJ King.
Oh, okay.
The thing about and also the thing about drum kits, and I was gonna continue from a lot of people think it's easy, you know, it's super, super hard. It's because you got so many things going on. Like you got the cymbals, you got the drum there's also like different kinds of drums and they all never sound the same. Sorta.
I mean,
you can try.
That's definitely proved with Warren Central's little band league. I'm sorry, it's not. I'm not throwing shade, but I mean, like, there's a lot of drums. You got the big boy drums where it's just boom, 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 and then you got the little small boy ones where they go.
But you've played with a professional drum kit piece, right? Like the whole setup and everything.
You mean like band setup?
Yeah, like band setup. Yeah. You know, they have a, what's it called? They use their feet so they can bang the drum at the bottom. What is that called again?
It's a foot pedal.
Just a foot pedal?
It's called a foot pedal.
Okay, good.
It's called a bass drum.
I didn't want to say something and look stupid, but even though I already...
You can't look stupid. You'll sound stupid. Remember, our audience can't see us.
If you want to see me, just follow me on Snapchat.
Follow
my Snapchat.
Follow him on Instagram, at Spamajam. That's it. That's all you gotta do.
Huh, good
you
thing.
You can follow DJ Z on MySpace. All you gotta do is just look up DJ Meow and boom. All right, but
it's a good thing I'm cutting that out, but
you're not editing. You won't cut that out.
You better cut that out.
I'm not editing, so bop.
What?
All right, so let's go ahead and end this off with a couple places where you can go and do a couple shopping for your kids, or if you're buying it for a loved one.
What's one of the most obvious places?
Walmart.
Exactly. Damn. Walmart. Walmart. You should definitely visit Walmart. Look, because you can basically find anything in there.
I'm going to give 3 suggestions. You'll give 3 suggestions. And then if our friend / guest / whatever. Okay. Whatever. We'll all give our 3 suggestions and then boom. And then we'll talk about discounts and Amazon. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so if you want to buy something for your grandma, say, for example, she wants plates, go to Walmart. Your kid wants something, go to Toys R Us. Oh, wait, they're out of business. Go to Walmart.
Cut to a commercial.
just go to Walmart. If you want to buy games for a little toddler, I mean, no, you don't buy games for toddlers, do you?
No, you don't.
You buy them for teenagers. Then you would go to GameStop, because that's where you go to get all your little gaming needs, and you go.
Well, if we were going to go back to, if you want to get your, you know, child electronics.
All right, so give your 3 suggestions.
Anyway, if you want to get your kids some electronics, the best places to go is Walmart. Or Best Buy, and you know, I think I strongly suggest Best Buy over. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just saying. I'm not throwing shade. No, it's just that Best Buy has more electronics than Walmart.
You have a fair point there.
Yeah.
And then let's go to you.
You know, me personally, I don't recommend buying electronics for kids.
Well, I said give your 3 suggestions. I didn't say give your opinions. Your suggestions.
We need more.
On where to go?
I would recommend going to the mall You can go to Macy's or maybe JCPenney's.
Clothes.
Well, yeah. People need clothes.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to get furniture, you can go to Sears.
You know, us teenagers, we know we're becoming adults when we want more clothes, or unless you want to look cool, I guess. I don't know. But
you know what? I don't care if it was last season, but it's break time.
It's break time, dude?
Break time. It is break time.
We haven't had that in so long. Why a break time now?
Well, there are a couple reasons.
But you know what? Just send it to break time. All right, welcome back. We are back from break time. So, of course, we took too long. Our guest has finally left. My language arts skills is failing me. You know, I really feel bad because Miss Wakeman, my language teacher, takes her full and undivided time to teach me how to speak, and I fail. But, all right, so back to it. We're going to talk about discounts and where you can find the best ones, technically.
Where can you find the best ones, DJ King?
And you send it to me. All right, so...
Of course I send it to you, because honestly, I'm not seeing these discounts with that $3 bag of Kit Kats that I bought.
Well, one, Christmas isn't even around yet.
Yeah, but you got Christmas trees all over the place.
You got a fair point there. There are a bunch of Christmas trees everywhere, and frankly, it's annoying.
Very, very.
It's annoying to see Christmas trees still in November. Can we please let Thanksgiving and November end? But by the time this episode airs, Thanksgiving will be over.
But here's
the
thing.
So let's let November end.
Well, like, here's the thing. You know why they do that, though? Obviously, because people like, they want to be prepared. It takes a while to set up a perfectly, you know, nice looking Christmas tree. So they want to get the stuff. They want to get it, set it up, and then when Christmas comes, it's already there. Like, oh, yeah, it's always been there. And then they'll take it down whenever. But... yeah, it's like, all right, everyone's always excited for Christmas, so let's put Christmas out there. We need more money.
Yeah, you have a fair point there, but...
Exactly.
I'm going to list off where you can kind of go for good discounts. This is kind of going to be the only episode I kind of list off companies, which some episodes I still do anyways. We are not sponsored, but... I'm going to go ahead and list them off so you can be able to go check out really good deals. We got Guitar Center here in Indianapolis. Ain't that cool?
I bet you're excited about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to buy me a new guitar. It's going to be a Schecter. It's probably going to be a Diamond Series, but I'm about to spend like thousands on that. Yeah, I love wasting my money. I work as a bagger. All right.
A bagger. You're a bagger?
Yeah.
What you bag?
I bag groceries. you can also go to Walmart, actually. Walmart has a lot of good deals, especially for Black Friday, which by time this episode airs, Black Friday would have already happened. But let's consider Black Friday every day. Every day. And what I mean by that is every day. And pretty much, we get discounts about every day, ain't that correct? From, like, store-made items, like... oh man, these Doritos are good, but man, if I buy this store brand Doritos, is it gonna taste like how it should? Or is it gonna taste like total garbage? And, you know, that's not what Black Friday is about. It's about getting those discounts, especially around Christmas time, too.
Are you done?
No.
All right, continue on.
And we got one more place, and then I'm fully done. Are you ready for this one? Amazon! Surprisingly, Amazon gives some discounts. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, I did know that.
Well, yeah, everybody uses Amazon at this point. I use it to buy my groceries, but ain't that surprising. I'm a rich dude that... well...
you're far from rich.
Yeah, I'm far from rich. I use a school radio station to kind of...
well, we're teenagers, so, like, $500 is rich to us.
Look, all right, look. I think making $8.50 an hour to bag groceries is very expensive.
And you work, which Walmart do you work? Do you work at a Walmart or no?
Anyways.
No. Where do you work?
Amazon. Let's talk about Amazon.
You work at Amazon? Whoa, that's so cool.
No, I do not work at Amazon. I'm not even old enough to work at Amazon. How old do you think I am? How old do you think I sound?
Yes.
All right. Amazon, of course, that's where you can go and find pretty much about anything and everything. Anywhere ranging from children's toys to items I cannot even say because of inappropriate. But
Then why'd you bring it up?
Because, dude, like, Amazon's that good to where if you can go and buy weird stuff.
Basically, what he's saying is that there's everything and you can get anything from Amazon. Amazon is that kind of company. They have everything. It's an amazing company.
They do.
Very fair prices, too.
Yeah, man. Like, I can buy a book for, like, $30. Wait.
Very fair prices.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we end this episode?
For all Black Friday shoppers, please, single file line, you will all get into the building. Please do no, don't rush. Don't rush in the door. Okay, that's my foot. why'd I do that?
Help, I got punched in the face.
All right, sir, calm down. We'll get you. All right, ma'am, put that card down. No, ma'am, don't throw it at that lady. Okay, you threw it at the baby. All right.
Wow, that's a lot of chaos.
That is a lot of chaos.
That's a lot of damage. Go ahead, DJ Mike. Cue the outro.
I can't. I can't do this anymore. I can't with you, DJ.
Come on, man. Just cue the outro. I usually do the outro. Come on. Cue the outro.
All right. Fine. Can I do a little? I want to do a little dance first. I want to.
All right. You can dance. You
I want to be. I want to be like da 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 da. Cue the outro. Outro,
all
bye.
All you gotta do is say thanks for watching.
I'm gonna say cue the outro because I'm an
or
idiot.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll be simple. Since
No. Go ahead. Do your little dance.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode. This is a very weird one, considering that we had a guest for the first half and
first duration of like the first 17 minutes.
And we no longer have our guests. So that was a weird pause, but, you know, we apologize for that. But hopefully you still enjoy it, and hopefully you still love how weird we are. But that being said, I'm DJ Mike.
And I'm DJ King.
And this is
What's Up, Warriors?